Good evening. Thank you for being here tonight. We really appreciate it. Always also enjoy seeing the youth and our confirmants here tonight. Wonderful to see you. Thank Jim Rose for special music today and Hunter Eberly, who will be on trumpet. We appreciate that. And as always to Rick, we thank him. Palm Sunday, that sign up should be on our website already. If there is a need, we will add a service. Also Easter Eve, so on Saturday we have a 5 o'clock service. And then Easter morning, 8, 9, 10:30, and noon. And we're gonna try to do the Alleluia chorus. It was so sad last year we couldn't do that. And so please sign up as soon as possible, and we rise for opening hymn.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As the Father has compassion on his children, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and is all. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. You are the Lord. Praise be to the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Our Old Testament reading is from Ecclesiastes 10, 18 through 20. By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of thy hands the house droppeth through. A feast is made and curse not thy rich in thy bedchamber, for a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. Here ends the Old Testament reading. We rise for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel is from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 36. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Here ends the Holy Gospel.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good to see all of you here tonight. Jim and Hunter, the song they're going to play and sing is, it has a reference to actually Scripture. And we're talking about the King James Bible, 1611, and how many of the phrases we use each and every day that are taken from that King James translation. The twinkling of an eye is from 1 Corinthians 15. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And you'll hear those words in their song today. It's from the Bible, the King James Bible. That was some time ago. I went to visit a gentleman of our congregation who was a shut-in at the time. Not doing well. He's no longer with us. He's in heaven. And we had a conversation about somebody who had already gone to heaven from Redeemer. And he shared with me that he heard I said of this person something really bad. Really bad. A language I wouldn't typically use. And I was shocked. And I thought, I didn't say that. I even told the individual, I would never say those words, even if I thought that about the person. Believe me, I think a lot of bad things about some of you people, but I'm smart enough not to say it. And I felt bad that that individual went to the grave, went to heaven, thinking I said. said that about them. It's amazing how bad news, how gossip, how lies can travel so easily, so quickly. It's as if they have wings. A little bird told me. We use that when we're talking about finding out something that we shouldn't know. A little bird told me. Solomon spoke those words. It's from Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not thy rich in thy bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which with hath wings shall tell the matter. Now I found when you say good things about people, sometimes it gets back to them. But it takes a while for it to get wings. It takes a while for that message to be delivered. But you say something bad? You say something bad of somebody, it quickly gets wings. It quickly gets back to that person. Even though you told somebody you thought you could trust, you thought you could share your true opinion, so often they're unfaithful. They'll break the confidence. You know, you and I so often are guilty of speaking poorly of other people, of bringing them down in order to raise ourselves up. You know, so often we think we're something when we're nothing. And you hear that phrase, that's from Scripture. Galatians 6:3, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. How many times we have put somebody down, we have torn down their reputation, we have spoken poorly of them. Why? Because we want to raise ourselves up. So often it's low self-esteem, isn't it, that makes us do those things? We want to feel better about ourselves, and we're happy to tear somebody down in order to build ourselves up, to think we're something when we're nothing. What's really important when it comes to self-esteem, you and I should understand, no matter if our life isn't working like we hoped or dreamed of, that God has a plan for us. God has chosen us, the Bible says, before the creation of the world. And even when our life isn't going according to plan or what we hoped or what we dreamed, God still has a purpose. God still has a plan. We shouldn't always compare ourselves to other people. Nor should we tear other people down to build ourselves up. What is the gain in that? You know, sometimes, maybe we're involved in the situation and maybe we're not. Especially when we're not, but we know we can influence the situation and we can watch the situation play out. You ever add fuel to the fire? We do, don't we? We add fuel to the fire in so many situations. We love to watch what can happen. We love to be spectators. We love to fuel the fire to make things worse for people. Isn't it true? Sometimes that's the way we are. That's what's within our heart. And we've often done it. To fuel the fire. From Ezekiel 21:32. And God is talking about the Amorites. And the Amorites are the enemies of the Jews. And God is going to destroy the Amorites. Thou shalt be for fuel for the fire. Thy blood shall be in the midst of the land. And thou shalt be no more remembered. For I, the Lord, have spoken it. Fuel for the fire. How many times we have added fuel to the fire? How many times we've gone the way of the flesh? Doesn't the flesh have a lot of power? It has so much power. The flesh so often deceives us and takes us down the wrong path. You know, that whole idea, the way of the flesh, is from 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 2. It's actually King David talking to his son Solomon. King David is about to die, and he's telling Solomon some advice. And it says, I go the way of the flesh. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. Now, he's encouraging Solomon with those words. But he's saying he's going the way of the flesh. He's going to die. But so often we use that term, the way of the flesh, when the sinful desires overtake us and manipulate us and make us do things we don't want to do or shouldn't want to do. And so often, we'll destroy somebody's good name. In Proverbs 22:1, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. A good name to be chosen rather than wealth. Your name means something. Your reputation and how you conduct yourself. This idea of a good name is integrity. It's not having everybody like you. Not everybody's going to like you. But if there's a person of integrity, let's say I'm under somebody in a position, and that person has integrity. And Gary Priskorn always says, integrity is always doing the right thing when nobody's watching. If that person has integrity, even though if I don't agree with their decision or direction or guidance they're giving me and telling me what to do, I am going to respect what they say because they're a person of integrity. And when you have a good name, you have more than wealth. You know, God is the witness over all your life. Paul would say in Romans 1:9, for God is my witness, whom I serve with the Spirit and the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. What is Paul saying? God has witnessed all that I sacrificed for the sake of the gospel. He has witnessed and watched over it. But you know what that also means? Yeah, God's witnessed our good stuff. And God takes pleasure in what we do to his glory, into his praise. But he's also observed the bad. He's also heard those words where you have torn somebody's reputation down, where you have brought somebody low to make yourself bigger. In Proverbs 15:3, it says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Think about it. To think of the good, and the good is good. But think of the evil we've done. God has seen it. God has witnessed it. That's why Christ had to go to the cross. And as we're talking about talking evil about people, about defaming their name, about tearing them down, think about how Christ had to pay the price for what you have said, for what I have said against other people, and how we have tried to build ourselves up and not even thinking about what damage it does to other people. You know what makes soup bad? A fly in the soup. How about a fly in the ointment? Have you heard that saying? That's from Scripture too, Ecclesiastes 10:1. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary, that's like medicine, apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. I know the King James is hard to understand, but what he's saying? A little folly can destroy your reputation. You do one thing wrong, and it can destroy your career. Look at politicians. One thing can bring them down. How many times do we tell our children, be careful what you put on social media? Someday when you apply for the job, what you put there is going to be seen by those who are thinking about hiring you. And that one thing you said bad about somebody can actually destroy your opportunity. It doesn't take much to destroy our reputation and for us to lose a good name. You know, the evil eye. It's hard to define, but you know when you get it from somebody. The evil eye is from Scripture also, Proverbs 23:6. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. This is a person who is begrudging the cost of feeding you. They are not sincere. They are not happy to share their blessing with you. In fact, they don't even like you. I always tell the confirmands every year, I tell them, you don't have to be everybody's friend. That's not what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us to love all people. But we have to admit there's people in our world, people in our life that can do us damage. They can mislead us down a bad path. They can bring evil into our world. They can even hurt us over and over and over again. And at some point, you need to protect yourself. At some point, you need to realize that this person only brings harm, only brings danger. You can still love the person, but you don't have to be their friend. That's why Jesus said, pray for your enemy. Jesus is saying, I'm not going to change your enemy. I'm going to change your heart. I'm going to change how you look at your enemy. And when you hold your enemy up in prayer day after day, well, they still may be your enemy. But how you behold them, how you look at them, how you think about them, what you say about them will truly change. It's prayer changing you. Listen to the next verse of the Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Again, begrudging, not truly loving you, not truly wanting to give you a great gift. And how important it is, I always tell the confirmants, you know, how important it is to protect yourself from people who harm you, who bring you pain, who sin against you time after time. It doesn't mean you don't love them. You don't have to be their friend. You don't have to associate. You don't have to jeopardize yourself and your reputation. You don't have to expose yourself to that danger. But you can still love them, and that's what God has called you to do. Think about it tonight. Oh, yeah, think about the good things that God loves to see in you. But think specifically about the bad things you have said about other people. Not what they said about you. We're talking about you. We're talking about me. Think about the things that you have said when you have torn down people. Think about how they look at you. One of the sad things about that opening story, that person, they went to their grave thinking that that was my reputation. And it wasn't. But think about your reputation in the sight of others and what you say and what you think of them. Also think about how Christ had to pay the price for all the evil that you've spoken against God's creation, your brothers and sisters. Think about how Christ had to pay the price to go to the cross, that in his death and resurrection give you forgiveness. That was a great price for your loose words, for your tongue that gave no thought of what God had to do for you and for me. And then give some thought, because we're all tempted to gossip. We're all tempted to share stories. We're all tempted to talk about others. When you talk about others, if it's good, those words will probably take some time to get some wings to be a bird that brings that message to that person you're talking about. But if it's evil and bad, those wings will come forth rather quickly. And you better believe that person, because people love sharing bad things, that word will get back to that person. And is that how you want that person to view you? Just like I struggle with that individual that I never got to tell, that I never said those words. And yet they went to their grave thinking, I said those words about them. That hurts. But imagine the words we have said about others. And others will go to their grave knowing that we said those words. And is that how we want to be remembered? Is that what we want people who are dying to think about in their last moments of life, that we spoke evil instead of good, instead of blessing, instead of love? In Jesus' name. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Last trumpet. Trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. The trumpet shall sound. Be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed, and we shall be changed. Trumpet shall sound, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised. Be raised incorruptible, be raised incorruptible. Shall be changed, and we shall be changed, and we shall be changed, we shall be changed, and we shall be changed. Be changed, and we shall be changed, we shall be changed, and we shall be changed, we shall.
Heavenly Father, grant us power. into your marvelous light. All this we ask. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.